listening to Daybreak on CBC Radio 1 in Penticton. You're listening to us at 93.7 FM in Kelowna at 88.9 FM. A Kelowna personal injury lawyer is calling for motorists to drive more carefully. Paul Hergott has launched a website called One Crash Is Too Many. He believes collisions are completely avoidable. Paul Hergott is in our studio this morning to tell us about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you.
What made you, obviously you're a personal injury lawyer, so you have some stake in all of this, but what got you interested in the preventable aspect of car accidents?
Well, I see people coming to me all the time with suffering injuries in car crashes. And as part of that, I need to assess liability and faults so that we can make a claim. And I see how these crashes occur. And those crashes are nonsense. They don't make any sense. Like you've got a light changing red, a couple or three vehicles stop at that light, and then another vehicle comes from behind and smashes full on into that line of traffic. That isn't a temporary lapse of judgment. That's not the kind of thing that is going to happen regardless. That's someone just not paying attention.
It may be hard to tell, but I wonder if sort of anecdotally you can tell us what percentage of accidents might be pure accidents, where there's nothing anybody could do. Or another way to phrase that, I suppose, is how many accidents are preventable?
Right. Well, actually, in my perception, a very, very small percentage of crashes are what I would truly call accidents. Mm-hmm. And a moose jumps in front of a car on a highway or whatnot. There's nothing really that you could have done about that. You're watching for the eyes and whatnot. But if they're looking the other way and it's dark and it's black and it jumps in front of your car, that's an accident. But when someone's pushes through a yellow light at an intersection or smashes into the back of another car or overdrives icy conditions, those, in my view, are not accidents. Those are 100% preventable.
But why go on a public campaign to try to change this? I mean, you're a personal injury lawyer. Your bread and butter is, in fact, these accidents. What made you take that step?
That's sort of true, I guess. I benefit from financially from people being involved in car crashes. But when I see the loss, the very real personal loss to my clients, and I see that day after day, crash after crash, and I recognize that when I'm out on the road with my family, I'm susceptible to the same types of losses. It came up within me to want to do something about that.
And so what are you doing?
Well, I think that the way to reduce crashes is to raise awareness, and there's two parts to that. One is to raise awareness of the extensive cost of crashes so that we recognize that really there's a problem. And I don't think that our society really recognizes that we have a problem.
I'll just pause you there for a second. The economic cost of crashes, there's some figures up on your website. I was astonished at the how much car crashes cost our province. Give us a sense of that.
It really is astonishing. So Transport Canada did a study back in 2007 to try to figure out the economic social cost of car crashes across the country. And when you add up the cost for fire and ambulance and police and hospital care and other medical care and income loss to people that are injured, and add up all those dollars and cents, in British Columbia alone that amounted to, in 2007, approximately $8.8 billion.
And how much is that compared to our health budget or other expenditures?
Goodness, and I should have that off the top of my head because it's on my website, but it really, when you look at the percentages involved, it's a very significant amount. It's the kind of figure that should have our provincial government throwing lots of money into raising awareness so that we actually reduce those crashes.
And so you're trying to raise awareness on your website. Let's come back to that. One aspect is the cost. The other aspect is the personal effect. What else are you trying to do with your website?
And the preventability. The fact that we've got that these crashes really are preventable. Because we can have a big problem and not really have any hope that we can make a difference. But really, all we need to do in order to stop crashes is to raise that level of responsibility that people take behind the wheel. And if you raise that level of responsibility, we can reduce crashes, we can start cutting, dropping the ICBC premiums that we pay.
How do we do that? I mean, people are busy, people are distracted. I mean, how do we actually bring those numbers down?
Well, it's people need to recognize how serious the problem is. And one of the things I'm doing on the website is trying to put together a British Columbia version of an international publication called Faces Behind the Figures. The World Health Organization put together such a publication, and it has photographs of real people who were their lost loved ones or were seriously injured in car crashes, along with their stories. And when you look at that type of a publication, it really strikes to the heart of, yes, this really is a problem. We're not just driving around there in bumper cars. The people are really getting injured. People are really getting killed. And I want to do a British Columbia version of that publication.
You lost a friend, I understand, in a preventable car accident.
I did, yes. A good buddy of mine from Edmonton who was a firefighter, actually, himself, and I was his best man at his wedding. He died in a car crash.
He wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
That's correct, yes. And, yeah.
You're holding a poker tournament in April.
Yes, I am. I'm really quite excited about local support I've been getting for this campaign. I've partnered up with Brain Trust Canada, which is the local brain injury association, to have a gala event to assist in raising awareness for this campaign. And six local, I call them celebrities in the car crash business, have agreed quite generously to put their time into this event and sit around a poker table to have a fun celebrity poker tournament. They include the RCMP Superintendent Bill McKinnon, Kelowna Fire Chief Jeff Carlisle, a local personal injury lawyer John Kennedy, a specialist in medicine and rehabilitation Stephen Valentine, CHBC's Doris Jansen, and also an ICBC representative, local rehab manager Kim DeVries.
And that's on April 14th. How can people learn more about what you're up to?
Well, the website is onecrashistoomany.com or .ca, whatever you'd prefer. If you're interested in the April 14th gala, you could give Brain Trust a call. Check out their website at braintrust.com or braintrustcanada.com, I believe. Or you could give me a call. There are going to be some more things on the agenda coming up for raising awareness. There's an International Remembrance Day for Traffic Victims that I doubt anyone in British Columbia has ever heard of, third Sunday in November, that I'm going to try to kick off in British Columbia. This Faces Behind the Figures, I want to get up and running, and I'm going to be continuing to lobby government, which I've been doing for the last number of months, to put real resources into preventing crashes in this province.
Paul, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Paul Hergott is a personal injury lawyer in Kelowna. He started up a website called onecrashistoomany.com. You can go there. We'll put a link as well on our website, cbc.ca/daybreaksouth. You're listening to Daybreak on CBC Radio 1.